Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our previous shiur, where we were discussing the chiyuv smicha. We saw the chakira. Is it a ptur when we have a chiyuv smicha? Is it a chiyuv mitzad the korban that the korban is chayav in smicha, or is it mitzad the gavra? And we discussed nafkaminas. So we'd like to bring a raya gedoyla to the maskana of the Minchas Chinuch that we saw, that a korban isha is obligated in smicha. In other words, a woman doesn't have to do smicha because a woman, the gavra, is mismaetes, is excluded from the chiyuv smicha. However, the korban is still obligated in smicha. So if somebody yarshins this korban, they would have to do smicha. Tosis in Menachos 93b, Dibra Masliyado asks, why do we need a pasuk to be memayit women from smicha? Why don't we just say pashut that women are pater because it's a mitzvah esei shazman grome? Because we require takef l'smicha shchita, and shchita is only biyom. So the Tosis blabs with the kasha. Why do we need a pasuk to be memayit women from smicha? It's a mitzvah esei shazman grome because takef l'smicha shchita, and shchita is biyom. Tosis in kiddushin on 36a, parenthetically, answers that if not for the pasuk to be memayit women, you think they're chayeves because women are allowed to do smicha. You think they're also a shchita, they're also allowed to do smicha. That the hekish kamash malan, they're not. Akoponim toisus in Menachos blibes with a kasha. Now, if we say that the miyud of nashim b'smicha is memayit the guf hakolban mismicha, we have difficulty understanding the kasha of toisus, which was why you need a pasuk to be memayit nashim. You need a pasuk. Why? Because the pasuk is telling us that the korban is mismayit mismicha. In other words, we know mitzad mitzvah she'azman grome that women don't have to do smicha. Why do you need a pasuk? You need a pasuk to tell you that the korban doesn't require smicha, and the nafka mina is a yoresh. A yoresh is not going to do smicha on the korban. If the korban was mismayit mismicha, in other words, a yoresh, we learned in the previous year, a yoresh does smicha. But since it's the korban of a woman, that's what the pasuk is telling us. That the mitzad, mitzishman grama, women are pturas mitzad the gavra. But there's also the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us the korban is mismayit mismicha. So that's why you need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to teach you that the korban is mismayit mismicha, and therefore a yoresh is not going to do smicha. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? Or Tosfos answer that? So the answer is, it must be that when we remind women from smicha from the pasuk, it's only on the woman. But the korban wasn't mismayit mismicha. And therefore a yoresh would have to do smicha on the korban of an isha. And that kasha of Tosfos is a good kasha, that women are mismayit from mitzvah shman grama, so why do we need another miyud from the pasuk? So you see that the miyut of that's like the matzkan of the Minchas Chinuch, that a carbon isha, the carbon itself is chayiv and smicha. Just women mitzad the gavre don't have to do smicha. V'gedoyle mizu yesh lo hichiach. We can prove even more than this. In Rosh Hashanah and Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, it says that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that women have no right to do smicha. Nashim einan sochos rishus. However, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that there's a rishus, they're allowed to do smicha. And so we paskin. In Chagiga 16b, we say that even according to the Mandi Omar, that nashim sochos rishus, the way we paskin, nevertheless, they are not allowed to do smicha with all of their koach. Because smicha with all of their koach is an isur of avrida bekodshim. However, the Raivid, in his Perush to Toras Koyhanim in our Parsha, in Dibura Dinadav Reish Parsha Sabeis, brings in the name of Yesh Meforshim, that women are allowed to do smicha b'chol koichon, because the miut of Nashim Mismicha is only from the chiyuv of smicha. However, they are allowed to do smicha even b'chol koichon, because the whole miut is only from the obligation of smicha. However, they're allowed to do smicha, and therefore they're allowed to do b'chol kochan. It's not necessarily void of b'kachim. Another we say in Chagiga that they're not allowed is talking about the wives of those who are makriv, but the carbon that belongs to the woman herself, she's allowed to do smicha. Because women are allowed to do mitzvah shesman grama, even if there's a tzad isur padovo, but they're allowed to do mitzvah shesman grama even with smicha, even with avodah b'kachim, because there's a heter. And the miyut is that they're not obligated, but they're allowed. And he learns this, you can see there in the Ayvid, from the fact that women are allowed to wear kalayim b'tzitzis, either not chayavos and tzitzis, mitzvah shesman grama, the answer is, but they're mutaros, according to this opinion, and therefore that would even include shatnis. Just like here, they're allowed to do smichas, that even includes doing avodah b'kachim, leaning heavily upon the animal. Now, if we say that the miut of nashim and mismicha is a miut b'kolban nashim, that it's a miut on the kolban, that a carbon doesn't require smicha, so ma inyan smicha l'kalayim, ma kesher, anachnu haray v'devi raya, v'devi raya, that women are allowed to do smicha. Why? Because they're also allowed to wear kalayim b'tzitzis. Just like they're allowed to wear kalayim b'tzitzis, which is my grandma. They're allowed to wear shanes b'tzitzis, which is saying grandma. They're also allowed to do kalayim. They're also allowed to do smicha on the carbon. Ma kesha. There, the beged is in pater mitzitzis. Women are pater from wearing tzitzis. And since by mitzvah shman grama they're allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah, for that reason they're also allowed to be wear kalayim b'tzitzis. Because it's not the beged that's pater. It's the women that are pater. They're allowed to be makayim the mitzvah, so memela we allow them to do it with kalayim. But by smicha, it's a miut begufa kolban. Carbon is pater mitzmicha. So how's it mutter for women to do smicha b'chol kocham? We don't find a carbon shepater mitzmicha. Like for example, kolban pesach, you don't do smicha in the carbon pesach. You're not allowed to do mitzvah smicha. So if it was a miut in the kolban, ma'hechi teisi that a woman can do smicha. By kalayim, we get it. The women, the beged requires tzitzis, but it's the women who are pater. And we say that, okay, but you're allowed to do the mitzvah, so we allow her to do it with kalayim. But here the etzim karban is pater, if you hold that it's a mute in the karban. Here the etzim karban is pater mismicha. So we don't find that you're allowed to do smicha in a karban that's pater mismicha like the karban pesach. So it must be that the karban itself is obligated in smicha, just the woman is not obligated to do the smicha. And the chiddush is that even though the woman's not allowed to do the smicha, but she's allowed to, and Mamela, she's also allowed to lean on it, just like by kalayim. She's not obligated to wear tzitzis, but if she wants to, she can wear it with kalayim. So again, we proved that a kol ben isha is chayiv b'smicha, just a miut on the woman. However, yesh lohichiach ipcho, we can prove the opposite from Tosfos in Menachos, on page 61b, Divar Maslo Matzino, and that there are two psukim to be memayit goy mismicha, writes Tosfos. Vishlom Ditzur Karbon of the Law Tame Shismoch Yisrael Bishvila, and Kamosha maybe Nisach Mishvila. Vim Tome Karbon of Law Karbon Chaber and Afka. Vishlom El Dahava Mina, Kame and Dainer Yochel Lismoch Yismoch Achel Bishvila. Laidome the Karbon Chaber, the Bar Smicho. Pritame Yishaname the boy mute. Shelo Yismoch Achel Bishvila, Shema Yesh mute. Inami, kevin the gully boy of the kochavim who adin be ishe. So what this means is that why do we need two psukim? So Tosfos explains that the extra pasuk says korbanoi and not the korban of a goy. So you need that second pasuk to tell you that you shouldn't say that a Jew should do smicha for the goy. Just like the Jew brings the nisachim for the goy, the Jew should also, the Jew can do smicha for the goy. So Kamash Malan Tosfos says, you have that second pasuk to tell you that not only is a goy pater from smicha, but doesn't do smicha, but the Jew doesn't do it on his behalf. Aye, frek Tosfos, we learn that from korban of lo korban chaveroi. You don't do smicha on your friend's carbon, merely you don't do smicha on the goy's carbon, you don't do smicha on somebody else's carbon, so you don't need a special pasuk to be a mamayit goy. So the answer is that havamina, since he cannot do smicha, somebody else should do smicha. When it says korban of lo korban chaveroi is when the other guy's chayv in smicha. And it says that if he's obligated, so let him do it, but you're not allowed to do it for him. But here it's impossible for the goy to do smicha, so maybe lechatchila you should do smicha for the goy. since he ain't yochel lismoich, in the case of the guy, he can't do smicha, so let somebody else do smicha on his behalf. So maybe that's why you need the miut. That's why you need the second pasuk. You can't learn from korban v'lo korban chaveroi because the guy is impossible for him to do smicha. So you would think that you're allowed to. So kamash on the pasuk that you're not allowed to do smicha for a guy. V'chitemen, and then if you're going to say, so we should also have a miut for women, that nobody should do smicha on her behalf. So first of all, Tosfos says maybe there is a miut that nobody else should do smicha, or maybe the pasuk was megale by Ovdei Kochavim. Just like by Ovdei Kochavim, by a goy, nobody does it on the goy's behalf, so too nobody does it on the woman's behalf. Ad kan mitivrei kachem shalat Tosfos. Now, that a korban goy mevi achir nesachim b'shviloi is because a korban goy requires nesachim. The korban of a goy requires nesachim. Just the goy doesn't have to bring them. And Tosfos compares that to the Hava Amina, that somebody else should do smicha on their behalf. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, "Ditzrich korban udalot hema sheyismoch Yisrael b'shvili." You shouldn't say that another Jew is going to do smicha for him, just like another Jew doesn't brings nesachim for him. Now, another Jew brings nesachim for him is because the korban of a goy requires nesachim, and therefore the Jew brings nesachim on his behalf. Just the goy doesn't have to bring the gavr is pater, but the korban is chayiv. And therefore the Jew brings in his behalf. And Tosfos compares that to the case where another Jew is doing smicha on behalf of the goy. Why? Because if we compare it to the case of Nesachim, it must be that the korban of a goy requires a smicha. Just he can't do the smicha. It's a miut in the korban of a goy. Before we prove by korban isha, that the korban of an isha requires smicha, she just can't do the smicha. It's a p'tur in the gavro. But now we're seeing that it's a p'tur in the korban. Now we're seeing that when it comes to nesachim, the korban of a goy requires nesachim. Just he can't do this, he can't bring the nesachim. But we're comparing this to the case that somebody else is doing smicha on their behalf. So, when somebody else is doing smicha on their behalf, so what do we say of why somebody else doing smicha on their behalf? Because the korban is chayiv in smicha. Just the goy is mismayed from doing smicha, but the korban is chayiv in smicha. And that's why we compare it to the nesachim. The carbon is chayv and nesachim, just the guy is putter. So that's the comparison of Tosfos, that the carbon is obligated in nesachim, just he can't do it, so you bring it in his behalf. And we compare that to the case of smicha, that the korban is obligated in smicha, just the guy can't do it. And if so, we have a drasha korban v'lo korban akum. So what's the drasha of korban v'lo korban akum coming to tell us? That his carbon is not, does not require smicha. Right, that's lamaskana. In other words, you would think that his carbon is chayv and smicha. Just like we bring nesachim for him, we also do smicha for him, so kamash on the pasuk, that the carbon is not chayv and smicha. The korban is not chayv and smicha, not only the gavri. And what does Tosfos do? Tosfos compares women to the goy. Ah, and the fact that we compare a woman to a goy, behechreach, that the korban of an isha is not ton smicha. So now we just proved beautifully and brilliantly that it's a din in the korban. Before we proved that the korban of an isha requires smicha, just a woman doesn't do smicha. But now we're proving that the korban is pater from smicha, not the woman. How do you prove it's the korban that's pater from smicha? Because we compare it. Do we want to compare it to the korban of a goy? And we have a pasuk telling us that first we want to compare it to nesachim. By nesachim, the korban is chayv in nesachim. So too, it's chayv in smicha. So comes from the pasuk, no, the korban isn't chayv in smicha. Ah, the korban is not chayv in smicha. We compare it to the korban of an isha. So the korban of an isha is also not chayv in smicha. So it's a din in the korban. It's not a din in the woman that a woman doesn't do smicha. It's a din in the korban. Ah. So if that's true, that it's a din in the korban, that the korban isn't chayv in smicha, so what about the kasha of Tosfos? We had a kasha of Tosfos and Menachos that we started with. Why do you need a pasuk to be mamait? Nashim mismicha. Just say that they're pturis in mitzvah seshes man grama. Take off the shchita shmi, shchita smicha, and shmita is by day. So why don't we say mitzad then? And we said that if you say that the mir of nashim mismicha is memait the gufa korban mismicha, so we don't need the kasha tos, not a kasha. Because it's a mute in the korban. Women are put towards mitzvah in their own grama, but the korban is memait the korban. The pasuk is memait the korban from smicha and nafkamina for a yoresh. That a yoresh isn't going to do smicha. So we prove from Tosfos' kasha that the mute of nashim and mismicha is only on the woman. And therefore, Tosfos couldn't answer it's a mute on the korban and nafkamina that even a yoresh doesn't do smicha. So that's from Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. But now we have Tosfos on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where you see that it's a mir in the korban, as we just explained at length. Ah, so if it's a mir in the korban, so then we have a teretz to the Tosfos on Tzadi Gimel. That it's a mir, that means that even the Yerush doesn't have to do smicha. And again, we proved that it's a mir on the korban because we compare it to the korban of a goy where it's a mir on the korban. That's what the Pasuk teaches us. You would think that you do it on his behalf, but Kamashman, no, it's a meat in the carbon. It's Kamashman by a woman who's compared to the guy, is also a meat in the carbon. It's meat in the carbon. So then Tosfos answered, Tosfos Kash is answered on Tzadi Gimel. That's why I need the extra pasuk to say that even the Yerush doesn't do smicha. Naga from Tosis, we see like the Brisko Rav that we mentioned in the previous shir, who holds that the Chiyuv Smicha is both the Chiyuv Mitzad HaKorban and the Chiyuv Mitzad HaGavra. How do you see that? Because the Tosis wants to compare the Chiyuv Smicha to the Chiyuv Nesachim. We bring Nesachim for a Goy, so we'll also do Smicha for the Goy. Now, why do we bring Nesachim for the Goy? We bring Nesachim for the Goy because the Goy, the Gavra, is Pater, but the Korban is Chayiv. So you see that we're comparing that to Smicha. So Memela, we're going to say the same thing, is that the Korban is chayv and the gavra is pater. So you see that by smicha there's a p'tur in the gavra, and then you have an extra pasuk to tell you, oh, there's also a p'tur in the korban, and therefore you don't do smicha on his behalf, on the guy's behalf. So you see that the chiyuv smicha is both on the korban and on the gavra. That's why you need a p'tur from both. So emir to Hashem, what we have to look forward to is that even though it's mucho midivrei ha'tosfos, that the korban of an isha is p'tura mismicha, as we just proved. And it's the korban that's p'tura mismicha. It's not only on the gavra. Nevertheless, a yoyresh who yarshins a korban from his mother is going to have to do smicha. And this is going to be a big chiddush. V'hadvarim ya'iru be'ezrat Hashem ba'ol yekarot. V'ani modeh lechem she'ezantem ad ko. U'be'ezrat Hashem. בשיעור הבא אנחנו נראה עוד ועוד נפלאות מתורת השם יתברך שמו. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. בעזרת השם בלי נדר אנחנו עוד נמשיך. שלום שלום.